The Man in the Iron Mask.
Edmund Marchiali is finally convinced that all efforts have been made to try and find his beloved Marguerite without any success. So broken-hearted, he returns with his guardian, Georges Saint-Marc, to their estate in Gascogne. Here, Frasquita Carlos presents herself. She has been maid-in-waiting to Maria Theresa, Infanta of Spain, and has been forced to flee because it has been discovered that she sold a Spanish secret to the French ambassador. With her, she has letters from the tender-hearted Maria, who has always been fond of her. These letters beg Georges Saint-Marc to do what he can for her. And when Frasquita is shown into the great living room of the Saint-Marc castle, she is amazed to see what she believes to be a portrait of King Louis XIV. But she is told by the lackey that this is the ward of Georges Saint-Marc. The lackey then leaves her as she stares in great surprise at this portrait.
But this is absurd. I have seen that portrait so often. It is the King of France, Louis XIV. And yet, what is the King of France doing here? Perhaps this is his home where he lives incognito when he so wishes. Oh.
You are Senorita Carlos?
Yes, Senor. And you?
I am Joyce and Ma. I'm happy to meet you. This letter speaks very highly of you. I trust the Infanta as well.
Very well, and very happy at the thought of coming to France. But you have heard, of course, Signor.
Yes, yes. A great surprise. That is why I'm a little mystified now. You belong to her suite, I understand. I thought perhaps that you would have gone with her.
Oh, no, Signor. I left the service of Maria Theresa because I dislike the court life. I like a country life. That is why, when I said I was traveling through Gascogne, that Her Highness suggested that I call on you. Unfortunately, although I am a lady of quality, I have very little money, Signora. I think it is better to be quite frank.
Well, it seems so strange you leaving security to come to a strange country.
Well, there is something else of which I would prefer not to speak. It is an affair of the heart, if you understand.
Oh. But of course I do now. I trust you will not take the matter too seriously, whatever it may be.
No, of course not. Senor, Her Highness thought perhaps that you, with your influence, might be able to recommend me in some French house. I have always been an excellent companion for Her Highness.
Oh, there would be no trouble. I can assure you that to be with the suite of the Infanta of Spain is the highest credential you could carry. In fact, mademoiselle, it is quite a coincidence that you have presented yourself here at such a time. Would you perhaps be interested in taking a position here? That of tutor to my ward?
Tutor?
Yes, it so happens that my ward may one day go to Spain.
Oh, now I can understand.
What?
Nothing. Continue, Senor.
He needs instruction in the Spanish language. As you are a lady of gentle birth, you must have the necessary educational qualifications. It is not perhaps as interesting a post as you would gain in Paris, but...
And is that your ward, the portrait over the fireplace?
Yes, mademoiselle.
But of course I accept, Senor. It is an honor. Perhaps the greatest honor that we could bestow upon a stranger in a strange country.
Oh, not really.
Oh, I think so, and I am most humbly grateful, Senor.
Colbert, we have not met for 2 days, and yet I've been so anxious to talk with you privately.
Yes, my Lord Cardinal. As you probably realize, there are a great many papers to be gone through.
Always the businessman, always the expert in such matters, but we will speak of business in a moment. Lackey, you may withdraw.
Ah,
were alone. Tell me quickly. You carried out my instructions?
No, Miller, Cardinal.
What?
Let me continue, I pray. There was no need.
What do you mean?
When I went to the Bastille with the soldiers, we found that the job of work had already been done.
Don't tell me this girl was murdered in the Bastille by somebody else.
Oh, no, my Lord Cardinal. Apparently she died of a broken heart.
A broken heart?
Yes. She was dead when the warder went to get her.
Well, that makes it so much easier. Death by natural causes. I hope that was recorded.
Oh, yes, my Lord Cardinal, I saw to that. Also, I took the liberty of having a hurried funeral in the pauper's grounds. I knew you were anxious that all evidence be removed very quickly.
You are most astute, my dear Colbert. I will not forget to reward you suitably. So now all evidence is removed. Our young friend pines his heart away in Gascoigne. And the peasant farmer's daughter, well, her pining is at an end. Let us hope he keeps sacred her memory, for the longer he pines for his lost love, the less likely it will be that he will ever want to marry any other woman who crosses his path.
Edmund.
Oh, it's you, Uncle.
Edmund, you must rouse yourself. I opened this door and walked into the room and you weren't even conscious that I was here.
I'm sorry, Uncle.
But what were you thinking?
My thoughts were miles away.
Edmund, dear boy, you will have to forget her. Surely you will not allow this infatuation to ruin your life.
There will never be anyone else. Oh, Uncle, it's so hard. The greatest torture of all is the uncertainty. If only I knew the truth. What has really happened to her? Who were those soldiers?
And it is my wish that you study another language.
Another language?
I have interests now in a Spanish estate. It may be that I'll need you to help me in the management of this estate. It is most necessary that you learn to speak Spanish fluently.
I don't care what I do.
Oh, no. Time's a great healer. And with your new occupation, you might find yourself again. Now come with me. There's a lady I would like you to meet.
A lady?
Yes. A very beautiful, dark-eyed senorita. She comes from Spain. From the court of the Infanta Maria Teresa.
But what is she doing here?
She is here to teach you Spanish. So come.
You seem very determined that I should learn this new language. I think I know your motives, Uncle. You want to help me to help myself. You want my mind to be occupied. That's very kind of you. I don't want to do anything but sit here and think of her all day and night. But if you think it might help
me... Of course. Come, my boy. Let us meet the señorita.
Pastida Carlos had been studying intently the almost life-size portrait above the fireplace. Her pretty dark eyes were puzzled and her brows were wrinkled as she reassured herself over and over again that this indeed was the portrait that she had seen in the boudoir of Maria Theresa, the portrait of King Louis XIV of France. A footstep behind her made her realize that she was not alone. She turned quickly.
Good evening to you.
Oh,
I'm sorry if I startled you. My uncle will be with us in a few minutes. He's ordering some refreshment. I believe you've come on a long, long journey.
Then you are...
Edmund Marchiali at your service, my dear. I understand you are to be my new tutor.
Why, yes.
You seem surprised.
Surprised? My surprise almost makes me speechless, Your Highness.
Your Highness? Is that what you call the Spanish gentry? Here we are addressed as Monsieur.
Yes, of course. I think I understand. You wish to remain incognito.
Incognito?
Yes.
Come on, Marcel, you speak in riddles. If only you would make yourself clear.
Your Highness, I may be a stranger here. I may have only just arrived from Spain. But I happen to have seen your portrait once before. I know who you are, and I will keep your secret.
Edmund Marchiali stared at the Spanish girl in the greatest astonishment. What was she saying? What was the meaning of these strange words? Indeed, what is the meaning of this whole strange business? For apparently there is a remarkable likeness between King Louis XIV and young Edmund Marchiali. Make sure you hear the next absorbing chapter of The Man in the Iron Mask.